friends.
Hello, buddy, pals, groups. We have another episode of Give Us the Launch Codes here, right, Travis?
Yes, Tom, and we are joined
for the first time, our first guest. It is Denise. She's our first guest. It's Denise.
Yay! Yeah. Hi, everybody. My name's Denise.
She is not being interviewed. A better job this time.
Producing. She's not producing the show.
Yeah, not producing.
She is co-hosting, guest hosting with us.
Ooh. For the first time, our first guest.
That's exciting.
Because we wanted to talk about something that either could go out in a blip or it could end up being the voice of a generation.
I vote that this not be my voice, please. Please and thank you.
We're talking about a TV show. We're recapping a TV show that we all watched. It's FX's Adults, or as I call it, Zoomer Friends.
Or as I call it, Friends with UTIs.
I call it It Wants to Be Friends, but it's not.
And I think it ended in June, right?
Everybody's so creative.
I think that's when so we're a little behind on talking about this show, but for all we know, like, maybe this episode will get it renewed.
Yeah, we're going to try to renew it for season two, and hopefully
you will try to renew
more
it.
Episodes. Because eight episodes is not enough, at least 13.
So, the show is created by Ben Cronin-Gold and Rebecca Shaw, of which their claim to fame prior to this was that they wrote jokes for Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show. Hey, you know, a job is a job.
That's a good paying job. So,
it's probably got them a lot of connections that got the show made. I walked in, honey, on you watching this one day.
I did start this.
Yeah,
so
you,
I was
you actually
checking
started
it.
This.
I was checking
this,
it out.
Denise.
I was checking it out because I love funny things. I gravitate more towards a lot of comedies. And so when I saw it being promoted a bunch, I thought, oh, this could be something interesting. I want to watch this. So, like, I'm watching the first scene, which is very disturbing.
I
knew that you would love it, which is why I was like, ah, fuck, I hate this, which means that Tom's going to dig it. Because, okay, so fun thing about me and Tom.
You hate, I love, and vice versa.
If I hate something, Tom loves it. If I love something, Tom hates it. If Tom likes something, I am meh about it. But then I start to like it later. That is one way that things work. So anyways, I hated it. And I was like, ah, shit, this is, like, Tom's going to love this. I pulled you into this. Because I went, oh, man, this is, like, actually trash right now and really disturbing. Travis, come watch this with me because I need someone else to witness this because there aren't enough eyes on it. And I want to make sure that I'm right about this being garbage.
And then Travis.
And then Travis came in and was like, oh.
The scene in question, it's the opening scene of the first episode, and
like
the pilot
is garbage.
The pilot is worse than anything else in the show. It's bad in a way that a lot of comedy pilots are bad, where they overstuff and edgify the humor a little too much, just to kind of set up like, this is the kind of show we're going to be. It's like a desperate cry for attention. Because the rest of the show didn't feel like this.
Yeah, the rest of the show didn't feel like it. But, the opening scene involves, like, mutual masturbation because... So basically, the group, the friends...
Well, first of all, what's the setting? What city are we in, first off, so people know?
What other city is there for a group of friends on TV to hang out with? It's always fucking New York.
Brooklyn,
it's always
baby!
New York. Anyway, they're in New York, but they're in Queens.
But it's New York City. Broadly, New York City. It's always New York City.
It's always fucking New York.
They never
There's never...
They never set these fucking shows in, like, you know,
Anchorage, Alaska.
Sure. I would watch Friends in Alaska. I think that
Alaska
would be
Alaska Friends.
I think that would be a very interesting show. I
mean,
would
they do
see
have
it.
The Great North, which is Bob's Burgers in Alaska, but with
hey,
no burgers.
See.
And that one's a pretty sweet show. I think it's just like a very wholesome-y thing. But we're not talking about that right now. We're
no,
going to talk
about masturbation on Subway.
It's always in New York because the writers are from New York, and the writers don't know how to write about any other place in. You know, they don't know how to write like Middle America, and I would be mad about this if they said it in like Los Angeles as well, because like everything else is it's either Los Angeles or New York.
Yeah,
like have you ever?
Those are like the two most convenient places infrastructurally to film.
Hold up, Tater Tot is spooked right
Tater
now.
Tater Tot wants it set in South Beach, Miami.
To take place in like College Town, Kansas.
But yeah, so the opening
anyway,
scene
so
is
the opening
friends.
Scene is the friends are on the subway going somewhere, and
talking about pizza.
Yeah, they're talking about pizza, and then a guy
they're talking
starts
about getting a discount on pizza
yeah.
by flirting with
yeah, Billy.
The what was it like the Pizza Hut or Domino's account on Twitter.
Yeah, Billy
like,
was flirting with legitimately
yeah,
flirting,
like
with
flirting
with
DMing the official like Domino's account, and she got like a discount on pizza, and it's like. Hey, that's how that. Guess that's what we're gonna eat tonight. You know, us kids with our phones and the social medias.
Anyways, we're all just 26 years. I'm just a teenage girl in her 20s. That's what it is. Have you guys ever heard of that? I'm just a teenage. No, you guys haven't heard of that.
I haven't heard of it, but that sounds.
Well,
really
if
funny.
you're chronically online, you'll hear about
I'm
it.
I'm just a teenage girl.
Yeah, and then we also do Just a Girl. Like, I'm Just a Girl is so real in the nursing community. Anyways, these fuckers are doing a discount on pizza. Billy is actively in the DMs. And
she's
you know,
flirting
all,
with a corporation.
Yeah, she's flirting with a corporation. So that's what's happening. And then guy starts masturbating.
I think it's... Paul Baker notices him, right?
Yeah, Paul Baker notices him. Paul Baker is only...
And by guy starts masturbating, I mean like some random dude, middle-aged
yeah, like
dude
just
on
a middle-aged
the subway.
Dude.
Staring at the group.
Like
not
staring
at, one
at
person,
the group. Yeah, staring at the whole group. His pud. Yeah. And then she start, and then one girl
Issa.
Who's basically Alana Wexler.
The bunch. Yes.
She's basically Alana Wexler from Broad City,
so
but
much.
Like dialed up to an 11 with no drugs. Maybe
Thank
minimal
God.
Drugs.
Can you imagine if she was on drugs?
Well, like, Alana on drugs is amazing and hilarious. But that's beside the point. Anyways, so, yeah, no. So Alana notices and then makes a big scene because she's tired of it. The whole
I must
group
engage.
Is like, the whole group is like, do not engage. She engages anyways because, you know, this is very much Rocket Raccoon telling Groot, do not press this button. And she goes, I'm fucking Groot. And then she starts masturbating.
She technically presses the button. She does press the
she
button.
She does press the button. She does. She really masturbates.
She goes
really
into
hard.
Like a,
she goes
a literal
for it.
Jerk like, off.
Yeah, like they are doing a whole jerk off fest, and he's enjoying it. This shit is
oh,
enjoying
it. Backfires.
It
backfires on
Issa so hard.
But she thinks
and
she
then
doubles
it
down.
It literally backfires. She doubles down. She does the opposite.
She
which,
stands up while masturbating.
Yeah, no, she is standing up doing this thing.
You
she
like
is.
This? You like this? And, is this what you want? Is this what our country's about?
Okay, and then literally, that's like the opposite of what you should ask when you're in that situation.
And didn't Billy look at a nurse like, can you help us? You're a nurse. And then remember the nurse is like this. What the fuck you want me to do? Like,
yeah.
Oh, and then one of them like.
Anton.
They just keep on trying to get someone
oh,
else to
Troy
do
Baker
it.
Tries
then,
to get on the helpline.
Yeah, Paul
Baker. Paul
Baker,
sorry, Paul Baker.
Yeah, Paul Baker is looking up like a way to disengage this activity. And he's like, sir, you are obviously in distress. And he's trying to. I don't know. He's like a Joey that's trying to be a Chandler, but also mixed with Michael Kelso from that 70s show.
Yeah.
He has like, Kelso's hair from the first
well,
season.
And he also has like the intelligence, but with like maybe plus one.
And the joke is that he got paywalled.
Yes. Yeah, he got paywalled.
And he sat down like, oh, there's a paywall. What do I do?
Yeah, he got paywalled. So then they just continue their ride, get off at the next stop.
And before they cut, when she says, I've been doing this since I was 7! That, I was on the floor when she said that. I was on the floor.
You know, I had a feeling you would be.
I was dying so hard.
Oh, I knew you would be dying, specifically.
And then they get off the subway, they're walking in, like, quiet little shame, and she's like, I think I did the wrong thing, right? I messed up, because what if he came? What
and
if
then,
he came?
Yeah, and then she went, the blonde one of the group,
Billy,
who seems to be the voice of reason, or like the one that they want to be the voice of reason.
Yes.
She is not the voice of reason.
When she's not.
She's not at all. She's
no, Samir is the voice of reason, and he's a loser.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, like, I don't know. So she goes, you know, and comforts her friend, Issa, and goes, oh, don't worry, he didn't come. And then, like, she walks away kind of happy with her boyfriend, Paul Baker. Because, of course, he's the boyfriend. Yeah, Paul Baker. Paul
Baker.
And
then Antoine.
And then Billy turns to Anton and the other guys and goes, he did.
It's on my shoe.
It's got it on my shoe.
It's on my shoe. And she looked down. I was like, damn.
And so we're watching this.
You can't see the face I'm making, but I'm making a face.
And the plot of the first episode is like they find out a guy they knew in college got sexually harassed at work. You know, instant comedy topic, but I guess that's very, you know, post Me Too. That's definitely, you know, a thing with the young people.
Okay,
that are
since you jump to the story of it after the cold open, the point of that having the comedy fun of someone who got sexually assaulted is when they see who it did, like, oh no, that sucks. And they're like this.
Comedy
he's
fun
kind
of
a dick.
Somebody yeah, who's like, been assaulted.
Because they go like this. You know he still owes me $20, right? He's like, yeah, he actually never pays a bar tab. He kind of sucks. Like, I feel bad for him, but I never want to hang out with this guy.
The first episode seemed to, like, kind of bombard you with, like, things that young people are into and interested and like, big.
They're trying to be like, oh, these are things that young people care about, right? Like, politics and also, like, you know, Me Too and all of that. Like, clearly this is something that we should make fun of.
It was so try hard. And yeah, after the first episode, I was like, wow, that was embarrassing. And then I text you, Tom. I said, have you heard of this show on FX? It's called Adults. This show's kind of dumb.
I remember I said, oh, yeah, I saw the trailers. I thought it'd be dumb. I binged it in one day.
Yeah, 2 days later, I get a text from Tom while I'm at work. And he goes, have you seen this show? I love it so much. You should watch it. And I went, I hate that fucking show.
And then I texted you while I was watching all 8 episodes in one day saying, I needed this. This is the I was on the floor
you
laughing.
You watched the whole season in one day.
I did. It's only 8 episodes.
Mm-hmm. It is
Hell,
only 8 episodes.
Here's the best part. After the cold open with the masturbation in the subway, I stopped it, rewind it, got my mom and my wife to watch it, and they were on the floor laughing too. And then I was explaining it to my dad. He's like this.
Yeah, and
I can picture your dad doing
so
that.
So then you say like... Because I was kind of livid about some of the stuff.
Well,
because
I was just like, ah, fuck, like, they're really overdoing the Gen Z thing here. And I was like, ah, crap. Like,
and
now
I'm watching
I'm
it going like
stereotype.
This. Oh, these are all my coworkers from my past from my past two jobs and my current job. Yeah. These are literally my coworkers.
Well, I mean, remember when we worked together?
No, we were the only sane ones. Fuck everyone else.
We were the only sane ones. We did not
But you
do
saw what
any...
I was dealing with, though.
Oh, yeah.
You...
Fun fact, Denise and Tom used to be coworkers.
Tom got me the job.
Not in any medical-related field, though.
Tom got me the job.
This before that.
In-N-Out.
This was, this was at In-N-Out.
And you know what's funny about when
a smile is a part of the uniform.
Yep. And when I got you that job, literally our manager, our store manager at the time was saying this. Hey, man, if she doesn't work out, you know, what's going to happen? What's going to do? I'm like, okay, she ends up getting fired. Because it doesn't work out, I'll hand you my badge. And when you put in your 2 weeks to quit, he tried to boast like, hey, Tom, I guess she didn't make it. I took my badge off and placed it right on his desk. And I looked him in the eye. And he's
well, because
like,
he was trying to keep me there. He was trying to keep me so hard. And I was
your
like.
Little Avenger buddy.
He would always call me, all right, my little Avenger. It was like, because I was obsessed with the Avengers at the time. But like, he was just. He was just weird.
He's
he was
a
such
douche.
A douche.
He's a pendejo.
He was like.
He's a pendejo.
Yeah, he was like, hey, big dog. You know, and he would say that to me, and then he would say that, like, no other girls. He was just like, hey, big dog, we're going to do this today.
It was just you, no other girl.
You know what really also kind of pissed me off about that is that was my friend's Girl Scout nickname. Mine was Wild Dog, but he didn't even know that, so he was just like, what's up, big dog? And I'd be like, what's up with you?
I think we need,
we're starting to slide off a little bit.
Squirrely. But anyway, so this whole show... is basically just the new generation's Friends.
Well, that's what they're trying to make it. Because every single generation, they always try to make a new Friends. Yep. They tried that with How I Met Your Mother. They tried that with...
New Girl.
Yeah, they tried that with New Girl.
Yeah, they actually tried that with Friends, because you think about it, Cheers was doing it first.
Yeah, they did that. Yeah, they
Frasier
did that with Cheers.
Frasier did it? Yeah. Well, that's the whole point is a group of friends seeing each other. daily.
Yeah. At least Cheers, like, you had the structure of the bar and, like, everything happened in the bar and, like, one of the main characters ran the bar. You know, they didn't do that with the central perk with Friends. It was like,
yeah, I mean, like Gunther was a little bit of an outside.
Like, they were friends with the owner of the central park. No,
Gunther.
Yeah, Gunther. Gunther just had a crush on Rachel.
Yeah.
He should have hit on Phoebe. He should have hit on Phoebe.
So I swear, like, you.
So I like. I love the show.
You love the show, and then you said, "We got to do an episode on this," and I thought, you know, there's something there. Oh, fuck. That means I have to watch the rest of this.
And then you brought your wife in saying...
And he brought me into this.
Which, okay, in fairness, because I watched the first two...
Yeah, the first
by
two
by myself
kinda...
at first.
I love how the second one opens with, like, the blood. What hole did that come from? The wrong one? Ah!
Yeah, yeah. And then as a nurse watching that, I was like, oh, no.
And it ends with her getting basically spit roasted in the hospital. Because her friend gets all like, I got pants now. I am the freaking, you know.
Well, he's worried of that attorney. She's going to lose. Because she got fired in the pilot. And so he's thinking, oh, she's going to lose her insurance very soon. I should get all the tests done now.
And then it ends with her getting spit roasted by medical equipment.
It's like, actually, no.
Yeah, basically.
No.
Well, I mean, it doesn't happen at the same time, but yeah.
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 They have to touch in the middle. Was this explanation for that 15,000 plus medical bill?
I wasn't very impressed after the second episode. And normally,
like,
I would have
made me feel bad.
I would have stopped. I would have been like, and I think I would have been well within my right to stop because, you know, if a television show does not impress after one episode, let alone two, it's perfectly fair for someone to be like, I'm going to go watch something else. I have subscriptions. I have most of, you know, Western media at my disposal. I can entertain myself any way I want.
But you had to text me about it.
Yeah, you had to text Tom about this, Travis.
In fairness, I actually really enjoyed the third episode.
Okay, you gotta admit, that third episode opened up hard.
The third episode onward is actually pretty fun.
From
there, I enjoyed most of what I watched.
Because then it kind of mellowed. It was like,
but it's
okay.
Also like a quarter of the show sucks, and then the rest is fine. That's actually a pretty big percentage.
Well, for an eight episode show, it is. And the thing, the problem is, now that we're talking about this show, problem with this show is it's not hour-long episodes. They're 20-plus, and they're only eight episodes. And you're like, when you watch them, you're like this. Where's the five episodes in the middle? Where's the five episodes before? Where's the five episodes here? Because, Travis, you broke it down right. If you look at actually all eight episodes, they're almost the overall like conversation each episode has is its own season.
It's kind of like they all have a milestone going on, and it's a very episodic show. It's not like The Bear, another FX produced show you can watch on Hulu, where like the first season is eight episodes, but there is a very strong arc.
Oh, it's tight,
throughout.
Tight script.
No, this is very much like this really should have been on broadcast, honestly, because each episode is just. It's a classic sitcom setup of, like, you got these set of characters with their little quirks and the little ways where they bounce off each other. Let's see what happens if you throw them in this situation. Next week, let's see what happens when you throw them in this situation. And that's basically how Adults operates. It operates like a conventional sitcom, which is why, like, when you get done with episode 8, you're left with, that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
And it should have been, literally.
Yeah, yeah, like, I feel like there really should have been, like, 22 episodes here.
That would have been great.
It would have been.
And
I think
it should have been five episodes before the pilot.
Well, especially because, like, thinking about edgy comedies that I enjoy, Broad City is, like, one of my favorites. And I feel like if they kept that kind of edgy energy for, you know, a 16-episode, you know, I mean, even, like, 16 or 22-episode arc, that would have been amazing.
Yeah.
But instead, it's just a tight little eight episodes where you're just kind of like, okay, so what now?
And FX is like one of the few places that would do a show like that, maybe.
Like, shows are getting shorter and shorter. Heck, Bob's Burgers is only doing about 15 episodes per season from now on. It's very fucked up. I mean, I truly hate that kind of direction that we're going in where, like, our shows are getting shorter and shorter. So now it's like, well, I want to watch something. And you mean, like, where am I supposed to turn to?
The only thing I can think of is that, like, this apparently works really well in Great Britain, but my response to that is, I'm an American, goddammit. Yeah. My brain is not wired like that.
My brain is not powered by beans on toast. I need more episodes, damn it.
Oh, and I'm glad you brought up how, you know, Britain, for example, does their shows. Look at Sherlock. They're like, what? It's like 3 episodes for a season, and they're long-ass fucking episodes. When you sit down and watch it, you're like this, okay, I see the structure that this country consumes their media. That's fun to do. I like this. I even, regardless if it's 23 minutes to 1 hour episodes, I like my 22 episode seasons. No matter how long each episode is, it needs to be brought back to that here in the States, because that's what our grandparents and parents and us, when we were younger, grew up on.
Well, that's what we're used to.
And that's the best way to tell a story. Yeah. You know why? I'm watching you through the seasons. I love my holiday episodes.
I do love my holiday episodes. Thank you for mentioning that.
I love the episodes where they only use the existing sets, because they're building a set for, like, some big later episode, but they have to, like, you know, only use the apartment set for the time being, and they just do the entire story in there. Yeah. They call that a bottle episode. I like when writers are when writers have those kind of limitations, like, we got to write something in 2 weeks. Can we come up with a good premise? We need something to shoot 4 weeks from now. But we can only do this and this, this. Come up with a story. Yeah. And sometimes you really amazing ideas.
That's the best of television.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I miss when Star Trek had bottle episodes.
You mean cave episodes?
That too, yeah. That's fair.
No, like bottle episodes.
Well, I mean, the cave set.
Yeah, cave
set. Well,
they have the cave set.
No, I mean, like, when it's just the on the ship. Like, you know, like the episode, like the TNG's disaster, where, like, it's basically the Poseidon Adventure in space. But they're using, like, they're using the bridge set, they're using the 10-4 set, they're using the sets they already have. But it's like a tense episode where they're trying to stop the Enterprise from blowing up because I forget what went wrong in that episode. That's the one where the famous line, "You may now give birth," is wrong.
Congratulations. You are fully dilated to 10 centimeters. You may now give birth.
Oh, that's what I've been doing.
It's getting interesting with television, animated or live action, it doesn't matter that. As you know, first of all, Travis, you and I have been talking for, I think this is our 3rd episode talking about what's going on with TV, but Denise, you joining in on us, why is stuff getting shorter? And it sucks. It does suck, because it sucks in the sense of, like, oh, now I got to search something to find to watch. It's like, no, it's like, what happened to growing with the season and the characters? Like, okay.
Yeah, like, what happened to something that I could watch for the year?
And that was something I wanted to do with this show. Like, after a while, once I settled in and the episodes sucked less, now that they've gone past the pilot stage, because I think that's what really was, like, that pilot, where it was like, they're trying so hard because they shot that to sell it to the network.
Oh, well, that was just like, we have to sell this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and this is, they developed it with the network for a while. The network says, we need all this and this and this. And then they shot it for the network, and the network says, good, here's 7 more. Here's a check. Go film 7 more. Do whatever. Basically do what you want. And they got to, like, settle down. Once they got to the settling down phase, I was really into it. By the way, we didn't even go over the characters of this show.
Yeah, we didn't.
Or the setting. So the setting of the show, this takes place at a house in Queens, which leads to our main character, Samir, and played by Malik Alassal. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Samir is an unemployed loser, but he's a freeloader. He's a freeloader.
He lives at his parents' house.
He's living at his parents' house, but his parents are on, like, an extended retirement vacation. So they basically left him the house for God knows how long, a very long time. They must be, like, doing...
They're probably, like, one of those couples that, like, they just go cruise after cruise after cruise.
And he's an only child.
And they basically live on a cruise ship.
He's an only child.
So he invites his friends to stay at the house for free, and that includes his
childhood. They're a group of freeloaders. That's how they see us. They see us as freeloaders. And who would say no to, hey, do you want to live at my parents' house, you know, like, for
rent-free.
Rent-free. Yeah. You can use your money for other things.
In fairness, like...
Even though they barely do when you watch it, they barely really spend money.
Yeah, they really don't, because they're Gen Zers with, like...
Anton's the only one with a job.
Yeah.
Anton actually is like
Issa has a job.
Issa has a job. I think Paul Baker has a job.
Yeah, but it's like Anton has the quote-unquote 8-hour benefits job. He's the only one with a car, Anton.
Yeah, I mean, Anton is the only one that actually has a big boy job. Billy
Anton.
Started with a big girl job. She started with a big girl job and she lost it immediately.
To continue with the characters.
Sorry.
So the first person is Billy, who's like Samir's childhood friend. You kind of think that's like your will they or won't they, but they don't lean into it too hard. You expect like if the show were to continue, they would evolve that.
They would, yeah.
She's kind of like a Monica.
She's a Monica.
Yeah.
She's a Monica that doesn't have a direction.
No.
A directionless Monica. Yeah, because in the first episode, and this is the thing that disappointed me about Billy. The first episode, she has a job at a local news program, some sort of 11 o'clock news thing. And she's like the youngest person working there, clearly is like an office PA doing gopher work and stuff. And I thought that what they were going to do with her is that, like, she being the youngest and maybe most plugged in on, like, online shit or cultural shit, she's the only one that will have, like, the most awareness of what's happening out of any of her coworkers, and that's going to be, like, the running thing. But then she gets herself fired at the end of the first episode.
And why does she get fired?
Oh, God.
She tries to meet to her boss because Issa told her to do it. Go for it, girl.
I guess you could say pre to her boss. It's like, oh, you're covering it. You're covering like a sexual assault, like settlement story. Well, now this is the time to like advance yourself because your bosses will be on edge of like worrying about it'll happen to them. And so she tries that and it fails. Cringingly fails, and her boss tells her don't come in next week, and so she loses her job. And so I was a little disappointed about that because I was thinking like if this was like on NBC or whatever, she would have had that job for at least a season. They would do gags at the news station or about her job at the news station, then maybe fire her with that kind of thing and then do her directionless arc.
Like, that could have been the end of the season.
That should have been the end of season one.
Like I said,
each episode is its own season when you look at the overall story arc.
Yeah, like, that should have been end of season one.
And for all we know, maybe, because I've also heard this in, like, my film glasses, for all we know, the network might have just, that might have been the original plan, and the network just said, no, this advances her arc faster. Do that. Just have that. Have episode
TikTok
one.
TikTok her.
End with her getting fired.
Because you know what's nice? Because the second episode, when we're in the hospital because of Billy's stress causes basically a lot of health problems for her, I thought her gal pal Issa, the way she was going about not realizing how the group doesn't take her too seriously, that's season two. Her, this character now, growing and realizing, no, like, I am serious, and you guys will take me seriously because she helps Billy in the end. That's what I thought season two would have been, is the Issa arc of her kind of growing up a little bit. Like,
like, they kind of Rachel Phoebe'd her and then threw some Alana in there.
Yes.
Yeah. Alana Wexler plus Rachel and Phoebe Buffay all together.
Which, by the way, I forgot to mention, the actress who plays Billy is named Lucy Fryer. Issa is played by an actress named Amita Rao, who looks like Alana, if Alana Glazer was Indian.
Yes.
She has a very similar looking face, but she's, I'm assuming she's Indian.
Just cute and little.
And she's doing
I like that she doesn't shave her armpits. I love that so much. I'm going to be honest, when I saw that one scene, I think it was episode 4.
Here we get into Tom's fetishes.
Yes. I like it primal. I like it primal, man. When I saw that she doesn't shave her armpits, I'm like, this. Yes! The show got better again. Even better than what it is.
I was going to say about Issa is that she's like, not only does she look like Alana Glazer, I don't know if she like studied Alana Glazer's comedy or something, but like she looks like she's doing an impression of Glazer's character from Broad City.
Oh, you can tell she is the Broad City. There's a writer from Broad City who's on this show. You can just tell.
Or somebody who loves Broad City, who's writing that character with Alana in mind. And her boyfriend is this, like, pansexual Canadian dude with a mustache named Paul Baker.
He's fluid.
He's fluid, as they always say. And they always call him by his full name, Paul Baker.
Paul Baker.
Not Paul.
Paul Baker.
Paul Baker.
I like Paul Baker. Paul Baker. Paul Baker. Paul Baker.
Travis Baker.
Yeah. And then our last friend.
And then our last one is our flamboyantly gay best friend.
Anton.
Anton Evans.
Who has the big boy job and the only one with the
car. Played by Owen Thiel. By the way, Paul Baker is played by a guy named Jack Innanen. Not that you know any of these actors. These are all like up-and-comers.
These are all up-and-comers.
They all have small IMDb pages. This is like their breakout, right?
Yeah, Paul Baker is very much like if you took what you wanted for the Joey, gave him a committed relationship, and then also threw in a splash of Michael Kelso from That 70s Show.
Which, who has a relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Anton is like everybody's like gay best friend where they... who's, like, very social, very extroverted.
Friend slut.
Friend slut, as they call him. Which they take that, and this is why I like the third episode. Cause
yeah,
I like
the third episode's great.
The core joke of the third episode is that Anton, like, befriends everybody and
gets
everyone's...
He soul bonds with everyone, yeah.
And gets everyone's phone number and yeah, soul bonds with them.
He has 4,000 unread text messages.
And he accidentally did that with a potential serial killer.
No, he is a serial killer.
Yeah, he did that with a serial killer.
Well, they call him a stabber. You never find out if he actually...
Someone died, yeah.
Oh, did
yeah,
they actually...
Someone died. Like, okay. He stabbed somebody to death.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, you find out that he befriended a serial killer accidentally. And he's searching through the text messages like, which guy is this? Because he's like in the wanted poster.
And the best part is all the text messages aren't names. They're like brown backpack library, cute sundress coffee shop. Like, and it's
just descriptions.
It's just descriptions. And like even who owns the house again?
Samir.
Samir's like this. Is this what it's like on your phone? Like, when you're scrolling to reach my text? Like, is this why you don't answer me? Dude, I'm actually pissed off right now. Like, why? This is what happens to get to me? I'm not even number 13. I'm, like, number 486 on your text. And he's like, yeah. Oh, I got to get it back to him. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We actually had a nice time. He's a really good guy. I got it. What's going on? Like, Amir, this isn't healthy. Like, Billy's like this. You can't soul bond with everyone. Calm down. It's fine. And then he, like, soul bonds with the cops at the precinct for questioning.
I mean, he soul bonds with what's her name? Donna or...
Oh, yeah. The
girl. Yeah, there's like a girl, there's a crime scene, and like the street is blocked off,
he's
and
in
he's
it
in it.
With the women of the street, older
with the women.
The
older women of the street, and or not like older women, it's more like, you know, just older than him.
Yeah, but like he's talking and gossiping, having fun.
He's totally just in it.
And even Paul Baker's like this, how does he in the, he's like, and then remember the cop, oh, Bill, yeah, they're with me, it's okay.
Yeah, like he's the personality hire.
Yeah,
he's totally the personality hire.
And then when they show him the flyer, like Paul, like Anton looks like, oh my god, Donna, come here, you're gonna laugh so hard. Anton, sorry, Donna.
He says this to the cop. He's like, hey, look at me. I'm in this picture.
I know,
can you believe this?
And then he says like this, Anton. He's like, oh, right, seriousness. Donna, can you come over here, please, honey? Thank you.
He's great. He's great.
I love that.
We needed more of him in the first two episodes.
And the best part is how that episode ends. He can't say no when the serial killer comes to him to hanging out. That
like, he has such a problem
saying
no.
I don't want to hang out with you. That he chooses to run over the guy.
Because he's also a Monica.
Yes.
But yeah, he has a very hard time saying no.
He's crying over, like, I can't say no. He's, like, crying.
Yeah, well, because he committed to Sunday dinners with a stabber.
Yes.
Sunday dinners with a serial killer.
And that's a big commitment, Sunday dinner.
And the thing is, too, he's, like, on it. He's very serious about the Sunday dinners. He goes, even if Christmas falls on a Sunday, we are having Sunday dinner together.
And Anton's just like this, you know it, girl. Like, we're buddies.
Forever.
Forever. All the time.
And ever. All the time. Like, he tries to run over the serial killer because he can't say no.
And that's the funniest shit.
And there were things we found actually did kind of like about the show.
I'm curious what you thought about episode 4 with the condoms everywhere. The used condoms.
Well, you see, I like that they went, no, not house meeting. We need to do something about this. That everybody got a challenge to do.
And Billy's the one who broke it, and Issa are the ones who broke it. Everyone else actually did their thing.
Yeah, everyone else actually did their thing. Anton didn't do his.
Well, he attempted, though. He attempted. But Issa literally just broke hers and said, nope, phone tag, going here.
I mean, really, though, Anton didn't even do his. He just went out. He got outside and then snuck
back
in. Like, he didn't even do his.
That's right.
Like, he didn't actually do it. And he's then, like, if they kind of went, hey, what if Abby from Broad City was a guy?
Billy ends up having sex with her 40-year-old teacher.
Yeah, there's a surprising amount of Broad City without quite going into the surrealist territory that Broad City, because Broad City's a farce.
They do like half of the surrealist shit, and then they decide, actually, no. Like, they do a little bit with Samir. Samir gets a little, yeah.
That's so crazy.
Samir keeps seeing, like, writing. Yeah, literal writing on the wall that, like, taunts him.
Yeah, like, his id is just all out there in, like, road signs and shit.
You suck.
They don't do it too much. They do it, like, once every other episode.
Yeah, like, they do it just a little bit, and if this was a longer show, they would have done it more.
Oh, it would have been great.
Oh, it would have been so great.
That would have been the series running gag.
But they didn't do that.
Nope.
I kept thinking, because it's not that, like, explicit a show either. Like, okay.
They just cuss.
They cuss. You see somebody's ass once. But other than that.
Oh, his haunts and those chaps.
No, Samir.
Oh,
no,
that too.
Yeah. These are, like, things you can write around if you have to adhere to standards and practices. You have to tone that down. I kept thinking, like, you know, why is this not on broadcast? And then I realized, and by broadcast, I mean CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox. They don't make shows for us. We're cool enough. We're hip enough. We watch cable. And actually, we watch streaming. That's what the hip kids do. The people that watch the median age, and I'm assuming this is the median age, but, like, most people that watch broadcast, like, at minimum are, like, 50.
Yeah.
I mean, to put this in perspective, you know that, you remember how, like, Blue Bloods, that CBS cop show starring Tom Selleck, was really popular, even though it aired, like, Friday nights at 10 p.m.?
Yes.
But it was widely viewed because old people that don't go out on Friday nights were watching it. That show's getting a spinoff coming this fall about Donnie Wahlberg's character. It's called Boston Blue.
It's like the Chicago trilogy.
So, like, they're not trying anything new anymore.
No, because it's safer.
And they're just, because young people that would be into new, refreshing stuff, they don't watch those outlets anymore. The outlets that would give this premise its proper due with a longer series order, a longer season order, they don't make shows for us. And so it's down to the outlets that feel like that don't have as much money, or they feel like they can't spend as much money. They feel like they can't take I guess somebody felt like Adults was enough of a risk for FX that, like, we can't order two. We can't even order 10. We have to stick it to 8. To 8, keep it cheap. If people start dropping off after 2 or 3 episodes, we can just cancel it and move on, which at time of recording, we don't know if that's the case because they haven't made an announcement.
How much of a risk is that really? Because, like, our generation is the one that's fucking watching this, and we are fucking adults. Like, take us seriously, damn it.
Well, this is how much of a risk it is, and there was an interview with Vince Vaughn earlier this year that said about it. Why you don't?
I want to punch him in the face.
Vince Vaughn?
She is not a fan of Vince Vaughn.
I don't know what it is about him, but I just want to punch him in the face. He's done nothing to me. He's done nothing to my family. I have no clue why, but I really want to punch him in the face.
He's one of those actors you don't know why they're famous.
He looks like a guy that I just want to punch in the face.
Well, you're going to love what his insight was, because he was asked why are there so many, basically there's no risks anymore in TV and film, and why we're getting a lot of just the same old rehash, same old reboots or 40-year later sequels, is because, it's basically because executive producers just don't want to lose their jobs. And because if you can show that you followed the format of, hey, I followed a template that the company has, you legally can't fire me. This is it. It's just producers don't want to lose their jobs. That's all it is. And that's how he said, and this is why it's going to continue to happen, and it'll keep happening, because no one used to take risks like they did in the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s, and 90s, and early 2000s. Well, why would you lose your job over a fucking show that might work, might not work? You might like it. It might be great. But who wants to lose their job?
Fair.
And that's what sucks, because it's like, this is art, though.
This is the problem that comes when you used to have, like, 40 studios, now you got six.
This is why monopolies suck.
And you have these like massive conglomerates, you know, just because they're not technically a literal monopoly doesn't mean you have actual healthy competition. It could just mean, you know, you have everyone ends up doing the same thing and copying each other, and there's not a lot of room for someone to be like, okay, all these guys are doing the same thing over here. I'm going to counter program and do something different over here and catch them with their pants down, or have a, you know, they call those like sleeper hits.
But now it's more of like this. Well, if the other two are doing it and I'm the third one, why do I have to change?
Mm-hmm.
Might as well just keep the gravy train running.
Yep.
Fucking Top Gun 3 is like literally being written as we speak. Shit, Running Man just came out. Sorry, the trailer for the Running Man reboot just came out.
Oh.
Remake, yeah. Yeah, they're remaking the Running Man.
Haven't they done that a few times?
Exactly. So the way to for the audience to get new stuff is do not participate. Turn off your TV or don't go to the theater. And don't, I hate that bullshit of like, well, there was nothing out, so that's why I went to go see it. Or, well, there's nothing on. It's like, okay, then just turn it off. Just turn off your TV. Turn off and don't go to the movie. Don't
be off, as Kendrick
says. No one held a gun to your head and told you to go see that movie.
Exactly, or watch sit down and watch the show, binging.
Well, it goes both ways.
Yeah.
Well, of course, the irony is like a show like Adults. You know, I mean, I guess we're ultimately saying we like it because we're kind of saying we wish we got more of it.
Well, we like it because we saw with our eyes the unnecessary constraints that this idea had.
You know, so it doesn't really apply here. It's like if anything, we would want people, more people, to watch this if we want more of it.
Well, I'm saying don't watch what you know is just the same old, same old. Like, hey, I bet the Hedge Knight is going to be great on HBO Max. I bet it is. You know what? Don't watch it. Fight for something completely new and different. No original IPs is what I'm saying. Don't watch existing IP rehashes anymore. Don't turn off your TV, do that. So then they're forced to do something new. So when you turn your TV back on finally after 6 months, hey, what the fuck is this? Let's watch it. Not like this. Oh, hey, look at that. They brought Tom Selleck for a cameo. That's what I mean. That's what I mean by don't watch. Don't watch what is a well-known name. Okay, best example. What comes out? I think it comes out at the end of this month or is already out. Jurassic World Rebirth?
Is that? No, that's not in theaters yet.
Yeah. By the time of recording. Time of recording of July 14th. Superman just came out. Yeah. Jurassic Park we're waiting on. And the thing is, it's like, why they keep getting made is, one, people don't want to lose their jobs, so they're playing it safe. But two, people, you keep paying for it to see it. You keep turning on your TV to see the same old, and you keep paying a ticket to see the same old. Don't go at all for a year straight, and they will be...
Take a Nielsen survey.
Yeah, and that's it. Yeah. And then something will happen. Literally, just turn off every screen for a complete year straight. And when you finally turn your TV back on or you finally go to the movie theater, you'll get some brand new original, oh, hey, I remember 90s indie films.
I'm actually trying to see, did the last Jurassic World movie do, oh, it did do, oh, never mind. I remember there being bad reviews on the movie. And
yeah, because it was horrible.
Yeah.
They were all horrible, actually. Everything after 2 was bad. 3 was enjoyable to a degree, but when you look at Jurassic World, the first one of this new setup, you're like this. And I'm bored after 20 minutes.
Well, see
Owen Thunderguns.
Owen Thunderguns. No, because I was thinking like, because like, you know, we also got that Fantastic Four reboot coming out.
Boo.
The last one was 10 years ago. I'm going to confess I'm kind of excited for that one.
Well, because you're a fan of the comic. And here's the thing. I'll give you this. You can tell they're doing something different. Yes. But what we're just saying is just like, we want more original IPs, not the same old IPs. They're trying to bring back Lethal Weapon still. Yeah. There's going to be another Mad Max. There's like 4 Mad Maxes in the works.
The Naked Gun remake.
Yeah. And it sucks that I was laughing at that.
You know, I kind of... It does look like it's going to be fun.
And that's what sucks. Yeah. You know what it is? It's like Top Gun Maverick. I know you guys haven't seen it yet, but it's like Top Gun Maverick. It should not have been that good.
Well, I mean, Top Gun wasn't even good.
No, it wasn't. It was. But if you watch Maverick, you're like this. Oh, this is a great movie,
like,
and this sucks.
Like, there is not really much of a story about Top Gun. It's just, oh, look, they're bisexual and they're uncomfortable about it.
That's what the first movie is about. Yeah, the second movie actually has a story, thank God.
Yeah, like there's actually a story. Like the first one, I remember I watched it because I was like, oh, well, we might as well watch this. Let's see what it's about. And then I find out that that's where that one trope with the ba da ba 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 ba. So that scene caused that trope in a lot of cartoons and such. And then, let's see, there's like this weird uncomfortable pause between I'm gonna take a shower.
You know, when you watch that movie, by the way, speaking of those weird, awkward moments, whenever Tom Cruise's character gets disciplined in the first Top Gun movie, he's always in a towel. Yeah. It's so fucking weird.
Yeah, and then they play volleyball, and they're hot doing it. But, you know, that's it. That's it. Like, there's nothing to that movie. Yeah.
Thank God the second one has a story, but no one wants to talk about it.
Like, Goose is so gay.
Yes, he is. That's what Hot Shot. You know the parody movie Hot Shots. That's what it was.
I didn't know there was a Hot Shot. I didn't know there was a parody movie.
Oh, you would like it. Charlie Sheen was in it, and it was awesome.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Oh, it was great. Charlie Sheen's in it. John Cryer's in it. Like, basically,
they don't make parody movies like they used to. Oh my God, like, I feel like vampires suck.
That was so good. I actually love it.
Yeah, vampires suck in like year one.
Yes.
Do you remember year one?
Yes.
And then after that, they were like, no more.
Yeah.
I mean, the Naked Gun is supposed to
bring that back.
The Naked Gun was like the, you know, like the pioneer of.
What was that one Muppets? It wasn't a Muppet, but it was a hard cop.
Oh,
movie.
God, that movie sucked.
Happy Time Murders.
Happy Time Murders.
It was good for the first 20
that
minutes.
Fortune Feimster had a cameo in it, which I appreciated.
I do like the ending part with the incest puppets.
It was very gross that there was puppet clit in this movie.
That was awesome.
That was funny. Like, you were there with us, weren't you?
We were at the AMC
12, yeah. Puppet clit. Yeah, yeah, we all three of us were watching that movie.
I like how Travis is just like, we're going off topic again, we're going off the rails. We're recommending adults, but at the same time, understand again, TV's going in the direction that is not good.
Here's something we could say of like kind of why we're kind of whining over the episode count. Adults wants to be the next Friends, the Gen Z Friends. It will never, ever be the next Friends. Through no fault of the actors or the writers, it's the way it is set up, the way the production is set up, it will never, ever be the next Friends. Friends produced, what, like 240 episodes over a 10-year run? Because they made like 24, 25 a year. And it is always on reruns. It is always available for like new audiences, including the age group that the adults and adults are supposed to be in, to come in and check it out. Like, oh yeah.
MTV reruns now have it. MTV has it on reruns. MTV, Nickelodeon.
TBS.
Always. Channel 5 still does it. Fucking 11 will do it once in a while.
Clearly, that show has stood the test of time. But I think one of the reasons it stood the test of time is because it was on for a long time and produced enough content that it could sustain people for a long time. Even if you wanted to like just watch one episode a night. That gets you through like two-thirds of the year. If amazingly Adults lasted as long as Friends and was like 8 to 10 episodes a year.
Be just 80 episodes.
Yeah, 80 to 90 episodes. Oh, you're done within 3 months. Oh.
You can just do it in a week.
That's it? I'm done? Oh, okay. That's gonna be how I feel after Star Trek Strange New Worlds ends. By the time it's over, they'll have only produced... because they announced the fifth season's going to be the end and it's only going to be 6 episodes long. So it's like, 46 episodes is all we got out of that show. Even though it was the kind of show where like, they could have done more per year if they wanted to.
If the fucking Seuss would just let them do it.
I mean, that looks like a very expensive show too. Like, I mean, I'm a big fan of that show, but it looks like the production value is like too much. But granted, like, I wish that the studios would take the risk anyways.
Which Adults does not have a... Adults looks pretty
Cheap.
I mean, so they're not doing crazy special effects, so it's got to be a pretty.
It should have gone at least 13 episodes, at least, because it's FX.
But they don't do that anymore.
Nope, no one does it. That's the problem we're having, folks.
But even if Adults does have the quality to make it the Gen Z successor to Friends, I think what's going to end up being is just another, like, you know, when it's all said and done, another entry in the glut of, you know, oh, just another title in Hulu's database. Searching through stuff.
Bear's over. Going to rewatch Adults for a bit.
You know, is it really something that, like, I don't think it has the capability of, like, being as talked about as Friends was.
It never will be, unfortunately, no. Because of the constraints of the episode.
And therefore, when you stumble upon it, most people are going to be like, huh? Oh, whatever, what's that? Oh, the bear. I've heard of the bear. My friends have talked about
the bear.
Well,
yeah, with Friends, though, like, you can have multiple favorite episodes. You can't do that with Adults.
And you won't be able to really do that even after 5 seasons.
Yeah, after 5 seasons, you still won't be able to do that. Like, I can pick out
Everyone's favorite episodes will be, like, the same list.
It'll be season one, episode 3. It will be season one, episode 3.
Everyone's going to have what's that episode called? Have You Seen This Man? That's the title.
Have You Seen This Man?
Everyone's going to have Have You Seen This Man on their list of favorite Adults episodes after, like, a five-year run, if it ever gets that.
It'll be that, and who fucked you, Annabelle? Who fucked you? Hopefully, everyone listening to this, start watching less to maybe counteract to get back to what we used to watch in the sense of just longer seasons. Just more episode dumps, regardless of a 30-minute to an hour run of an episode, just longer episodes, longer seasons, because that's what we need. That's what would be better for the American audience, is longer seasons. Bob's Burgers is going down.
Yeah,
I
Bob's
hate
Burgers
that.
Is going down.
And you know what? Something tells me that when that first season of the 15-episode run comes out, you're going to feel it and it's going to suck.
I mean, I've already felt it just with, like, there were a couple of delays this, you know, like, this year there was, like, a weird hiatus.
Oh, yeah. They delayed, like, the second half of this current season of Bob's Burgers to the summer.
To the point that we didn't even realize that it was back on until a couple of weeks.
So there you go. You're already feeling it.
Because, I mean, I rewatch Bob's Burgers a lot. So, you know, me not really being in the loop, I went, oh, shoot, because I noticed on a fan group, and then I was like, ah, fuck, we missed a couple of weeks.
We're behind.
Yeah, and then we got caught up, but still, it felt bad.
I mean, I appreciate the idea that there could be a call to action for this. I don't think there is. I don't think there's anything we can do.
A viewer's,
do.
No, probably
I
not.
I think it's just like, you know, I don't know. I mean, one thing you could do if you want to embrace longer seasons, if you have HBO Max, go watch The Pit. Because that's like a 13-episode season, but that's...
I don't know, 15.
Yeah, 15, excuse me. I meant to say 15.
That was a long shift.
It's a very long shift. so it's like, you know, which I hear that show actually has been a hit for HBO Max. So it's like, oh, okay. So this model can work. Maybe someone will pick up on that. That's the only thing I could say for that regard. I don't know. Go watch.
Well, watch The Bear for sure. That's original. Watch The Bear. Watch The Pit. Please keep watching Rick and Morty. I'm enjoying it. We hope you enjoyed this, folks. We had a fun time here, honestly. It's fun to be squirrely.
We are recommending Adults, right? Did we make
that?
Yeah,
we are recommending
I'm so
Adults.
Confused. I've lost track.
You need to pay attention.
Did you do a sponsor yet?
Yes.
Our
sponsor today is Rolling in the Leaves, because that's what Tater Tot did an hour ago. So I'm just going to say, take a dirt bath. That's our sponsor. Dirt bath.
Are you saying go touch grass?
I'm saying touch dirt. I don't want grass in the dirt. I want dirt.
There might be leaves.
I want full brown powder.
Full brown powder. Pure. Because
there are leaves on grass.
But not in the
not
dirt.
Not in the dirt.
I want brown powder, baby.
You need the minerals.
I want the minerals. I want that zinc.
There are minerals.
I want the zinc in my teeth.
I crave that mineral.
I want to sneeze.
Exactly.
I will too.
Because grass will just give me an itch. No, I want the sniffles. That's our sponsor today. All right, well, Denise, being our first guest, how do you feel?
I feel with my fingers.
There you go.
Yeah.
Travis?
Travis regrets this.
So much. He's going to hate editing this.
Yeah, I'm not looking. The edit is not going to be fun. Although we are like basically under, actually no, we're under an hour. We're about an hour, so like we're about 60 minutes. So actually no, we're okay.
Does anybody want lunch?
A little bit, but I gotta get home, obviously.
Nah.
But
we'll leave it there.
Okay, I love
you. You know what, Denise, sign us off. Guys are good.
Alrighty, thank you everybody for listening. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and also good luck. Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.